of sharing in the opening about how adults learn and, you know, through the use of pedagogy and using reverse engineering, you know, these incidences. Please, please, please go to that Project Cerebellum site and look in the AI database and just deep dive into that. So as we're looking at the sea dance, and I need to stay on script, so because my ADHD acts up sometimes, so let me read it. This particular incident, it looks like a Hollywood story. You know, you have a video of two actors, they're fighting. The footage was never filmed. So hold that mechanism by ignoring the celebrity about it. A model produced convincing video of real people. No hack, no intrusion. The system did its job. And that was that delineation we were talking about in the discussion, right? AI is a system. AI is going to do what it's programmed to do. It's going to do its job. So in this instance, so if we take this incident and we look it off of the red carpet and we apply it to something very practical. Kathy, what about a flag officer issuing an order he never gave? How dangerous is that?
Very dangerous.
And then what if we have a grid operator that's on a verification call? You know, electric went down, you know, water went down. A video of that, it never happened. So if we're looking at this, we peel back the layers. The threat here is not access. The threat is the authenticated users that are within this. So we, you know, I know we use the word, a lot of people use the word zero, you know, zero trust, et cetera. But one of my greatest fears is a zero trust actor with full access in an authenticated network using AI tools maliciously. So let that sink in for a second. But in this particular incident, and we're looking at how that collapse of authenticity collapsed, it belongs in this room today. So peeling back the layers in that we're looking at, you know, we're looking at control and we see autonomy. And then you look at the risk statement. Control is objective, but then we crosswalk it across, as Ty was saying, in the database, you crosswalk it across ISO 4200, NIST, et cetera. And so then you have where the failure becomes the teaching object. And so looking at this and educating the users in your network and educating those who are authenticated, then you can start teaching and reaching each one of them, you know, by using failure files as that base.
Very well said. So CISO still responsible?
No, I would say...
I'm just playing with you.
You know, I think about, Ty, I know you joke about it, but I think about the fallout the marketing department has to deal with. Mm. You know, if CISO's passing the ball, CEO's passing the ball, who really has to live with that failure? The marketing department.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, you bring up a good point about what's in the environment already. And I feel like that taking the time to really do an audit, you know, mm-hmm. of what tools are being used, what purpose or why they're being used, and do we need it? You know, and, you know, I'm a wonderful age of under 50, and I can say in my lived experience, this is the first time that I have seen technology is costing the same as human. So now with the, you know, we could talk about the good models, the, you know, like the open AIs, the Anthropics versus the open source, the Chinese ones. So we could talk about sliding scale of costs, right? You know, which one is most cost effective, but the bill is coming due. Right, and now we're seeing that companies are now saying, "Oh shoot, we laid off our workforce, and this bill of AI is keep growing and growing. It's not going to get cheaper, guys." Right, so really sitting down and taking a hard look under there and using, as I think I'll pick it back off of Karen, the power of the pen, right, to make sure everything is properly allocated across your institution organization.